Anyway, on the subject of good questions, time to join Diana O'Carroll for this week's question of the week.
This week, which is worse, a volcano or an aviation industry?
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Matt from Benoni in South Africa. I'd like to know, if there was another major volcanic eruption, like the recent one in Iceland, what would have a greater effect on climate change? The emissions caused by the eruption, or the emissions of the aircraft that were grounded as a result of the eruption? Or would they perhaps cancel each other out? Thanks, and keep up the great work.
So in terms of greenhouse gases, was Efleyakul a good thing?
My name is Pablo Pastor. I'm a greenhouse gas engineer and columnist for treehugger.com, where I write a column called Ask Pablo. So informationisbeautiful.net actually did a great analysis of this and showed that the European aviation industry has about twice as many emissions as the volcano in a regular day. So the volcano has an estimated 150,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions, whereas the European aviation industry has 344,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions. So there's actually over 200,000 tons saved per day by canceling 60% of the flights across Europe. Volcanic greenhouse gas emissions are quite different from human greenhouse gas emissions in that they have been coming out at a steady state over time, whereas we are now artificially changing that balance so that the rate of emissions versus the rate of absorption has been accelerated or put out of balance. Well, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates that the global greenhouse gas emissions from human activities totaled 28 trillion metric tons in 2006. So that puts this volcano in some perspective. In 2008, the greenhouse gas emissions of oil company Chevron and power company AEP exceeded the greenhouse gas emissions from volcanoes in that year.
Even an enormous volcanic eruption cannot match the European aviation industry for carbon emissions. It's thought that just over 200,000 tons of carbon dioxide per day were not emitted as a result of grounding 60% of the flights in and around Europe. With the volcano emitting 150,000 tons per day, it would mean that the volcano is better for the atmosphere by 50,000 tons of CO2 per day. On a few bad days, it's estimated that Efleyakul emitted up to 300,000 tonnes of CO2, which would make it worse to the tune of 100,000 tonnes than the flights which would have otherwise been in the air. On the forum, Jessica H. added that the ash in the air would decrease the sun's rays warming the Earth, so it might have had a cooling effect on the Earth. And Sean B. said that some of the types of gases emitted by a volcano would be more toxic to human health than those emitted by a plane. But now on to some inactive volcanoes, otherwise known as mountains.
Dear Naked Scientist, I am Alex, and I was just wondering, how many more hours of light would you get if you were sitting on the top of Mount Everest compared to someone at the same latitude sitting at sea level? Thank you.
Would a day be longer for someone stood at the summit of a mountain than someone stood at the bottom? Send your answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com or write them on the forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Diana O'Carroll, thank you very much to Diana. And incidentally, if you've got a question that you would like dianalised, then please do drop us an email to chris@thenakedscientist.com setting out what your question is. That's all we've got time for this week. Next week, join me and Dr. Kat, who will be at the National Cancer Research Institute's annual conference. That's up in Liverpool. So we'll be bringing you a roundup of the latest news from the world of cancer. And if you have any questions on cancer biology, then please send them in to chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet us @nakedscientists. Now, we've got a favour to ask you. We've been nominated for the Best Podcast category in the IOP's physics.org awards this year, and we would really appreciate it if you could give us a vote. Incidentally, they do make you register, and we know that this is a big pain, but we would really be grateful for your support. And to make things easy, we've put a link from the front page of our website, nakedscientist.com, to the awards page. So please do give us a vote if you do rate the Naked Scientist podcast. Thank you. Thanks also to our wonderful guests this week, Susie Lishman and Andrew Howard, and our production team, Ben, Mira, Dave and Diana. In the meantime, have a great week and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.